Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday series sponsored by Health IQ. Remember, Health IQ is an insurance agency that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and all exercise enthusiasts to get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/NOBS to support the show and learn more about the great healthy fitness-related life insurance quotes from Health IQ. Today's show is another great one in our Fitness Friday series. Following our Fitness Friday news, our guest is Sabrina Joe. Sabrina Joe is the Director of Science and Research Content for the American Council on Exercise, ACE, and a relentless pursuer of finding ways to help people start and stick with physical activity. We are talking Zumba today, and Sabrina Joe is going to share some very unique research about the value of Zumba. So, as they say, ditch the workout and join the party, people. But first, the Fitness Friday news.
The Not Old Better Show Fitness Friday news.
If you don't know the Zumba fitness slogan, ditch the workout and join the party, let me tell you about it. Ditch the workout and join the party, the Zumba fitness slogan, embodies the heart and foundation of every Zumba class. I know, I went to a couple. But let me tell you a little bit about the origin of Zumba. It was born in Colombia in the 1990s, quite by accident. A fitness instructor forgot to bring his usual workout music to class, so he grabbed some Latin albums from his car, ditched the constraints of a traditional workout, and danced just like he would at a club. His class followed along, sweating to the salsa and rumba beats just like we're listening to now, and loving it. Since then, Zumba has pitched itself as more of a party than a workout. Indeed, some research suggests, and we'll hear this especially when it relates to the Not Old Better audience, that the very best workout for people who hate exercise is actually to go to Zumba. A Zumba class is like any other instructor-led workout, but with simple dance moves, heavy on the hips and step counts. Those moves add up to a decent sweat, says our guest today, Sabrina Joe, who is the Director of Science and Research Content for the American Council on Exercise. Sabrina Joe will share research and exercise details in just a bit, but the most impressive part of Zumba is how much it appeals to people who stay away from exercise. A recent study in the American Journal of Health Behavior showed that when women with type 2 diabetes and obesity did Zumba 3 times a week for 16 weeks, they lost an average of 2.5 pounds and lowered their percentage of body fat by 1%. This stuff matters, guys. So, more importantly, the women enjoyed the class so much so that they made it a habit, which is very unusual for an aerobic class program. The study also reports that even after the research had ended, most of the participants continued going because, according to the research, it seemed like most of them had fun, made friends, and didn't see Zumba as hard work. The workout in disguise has unique physical and mental health benefits too. Another study linked Zumba's hip-swinging, stomach-gyrating movements to increased core and trunk strength and better balance in older, overweight women. After just 8 weeks, the women's quality of life scores jumped 9% and their self-esteem increased 16%. A related study on Zumba's psychological benefits found that people who practice it feel more independent and that their lives seemed more purposeful. This is great stuff. It's not hard to see why the activity would be invigorating and freeing. You have to just let go and have fun during Zumba. I witnessed this myself, and I noticed just as some people with anxiety take improv classes to relieve their social skittishness, dancing around other people may help Zumba goers feel less shy or self-conscious about their bodies, and the science and research proves it. Coming up, our interview with Sabrina Joe.
Well, the best exercise is one that you'll actually do. And what I mean by that is if you enjoy an activity, you'll be more likely to do it. The subjects in this Zumba Gold study really enjoyed the experience, and that can be the key to overcoming a tremendous obstacle to regular physical activity for most people.
That, of course, is our guest today, Sabrina Joe, who's talking to us today via Skype. So stick around for the interview. And don't touch that dial, because we'll be right back with American Council of Exercise Director of Research and Science Content, Sabrina Joe. Speaking of exercise and fitness, as I mentioned, the Not Old Better Show is proudly sponsored by Health IQ. All the Not Old Better Show audience knows what a fitness fan I am, with yoga, cardio, stretching, and weightlifting part of my daily routine. We've talked about it here a lot before. With my love of fitness, I found a life insurance agency who loves fitness too and rewards those of us who exercise and lead healthy lifestyles with exclusive, special, and lower rates. Health IQ tells me that their customers save between 4 and 33% on their life insurance. Health IQ can do that because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease compared to people who are inactive. It makes sense, right? Like saving money on car insurance for being a good driver. Health IQ saves you money on your life insurance for living a health-conscious lifestyle. This is smart stuff. As a matter of fact, Trustpilot gives Health IQ a 9.6 out of 10 rating. Health IQ factors in low heart rate, BMI, or body mass index, the body's percentage of fat, and gym membership, which helps with rates and qualifying. These are real advantages, according to Health IQ. Check out Health IQ's testimonials from USA Racquetball, US Masters Swimming, American Trail Runners Association, and many others. They're really great. And check out the Health IQ quiz, which is eye-opening and really fun to do. That's healthiq.com/NOBS. Check out Health IQ for more details and mention the Not Old Better Show. Thanks. Well, Sabrina Joe, thanks very much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Great to be here.
Nice to talk to you about this Zumba Gold study. And I guess I want to take it from the perspective of kind of my audience, those over 50 today. And I just want to start off by saying, you know, as we age, you know, even around age 50, we start to slow down. We're a little less physically active. We become at risk for developing some chronic diseases as well as other health risks. But to maintain or even regain health and independence, ACE recommends, the organization that you're associated with, ACE recommends enjoyable exercise to stay motivated. And the Zumba Gold dance exercise regimen is gaining a lot of attention for the 50 plus age community. There's even research that proves the value of dance exercise for those over age 50. But tell us generally, what are the benefits of Zumba as an exercise program for seniors?
Yeah, great. Yes, I agree with all that you said. And ACE, or the American Council on Exercise, who I work for, we sponsored some research around a program called Zumba Gold, which is as you can imagine, it's the program of Zumba, but it's geared specifically towards older adults and or deconditioned adults and or people with special conditions. So it's basically the Zumba program that's very modifiable so that people of all abilities can join in. And in this particular study, we looked at individuals, both men and women, who were around age 63. 63 was the average age. And we wanted to find out if a 45-minute Zumba Gold class could provide health and metabolic benefits to participants. And sure enough, that's exactly what we found. So we looked at, we looked at cardiorespiratory, or you might think of as aerobic or stamina type of measures. Yeah. So we looked at those, and we found out that in that 45-minute class, it definitely falls within the current physical activity guidelines for improving fitness and health.
Fascinating. So you mentioned both men and women were involved in the study. Were there differences in the outcomes between gender?
The differences were small, and they were what you might expect between men and women, because we were measuring cardio fitness, and typically, just due to anatomy, really, men are larger and they have larger hearts and larger circulatory systems, so their oxygen consumption and VO2 outputs are naturally a little bit higher than most women on average if we're looking at, you know, the population as a whole. So to answer your question more simply, there really was a great benefit for both men and women, and there wasn't a lot of disparity between the two.
Hmm. Interesting. So how many days a week is it necessary to do a class like Zumba Gold in order to gain the benefits?
Well, the current guidelines recommend that you maintain physical activity between 3 and 5 days a week, at between that 20 and 60 minute mark. So if you were to engage in this type of class, like a Zumba Gold class, then you definitely want to do a minimum of 3 days per week. And you also wouldn't want to do those days consecutively. You'd want to spread them out through the week.
Well, what about socialization? It seems like these classes are about dance. Certainly dance is very social. Is just the idea of kind of getting together a big part of Zumba Gold?
It absolutely is. And while our study didn't necessarily measure that as a parameter, what our researchers noticed was that all the participants were having a great time and just enjoying what you're doing, and then feeling camaraderie with other people as you're all working toward the same goal or you're all doing the same activity. That tends to be a big factor in people coming back for more because of the enjoyment and the socialization.
We are with Sabrina Joe. Sabrina Joe is with the American Council on Exercise. I loved this in your bio, Sabrina. It says you are a relentless pursuer of finding ways to help people start and stick with physical activity. I think that's just great. Maybe tell us. Yeah, I think that's really an excellent statement. What is the certification, training, and education that goes into becoming a Zumba instructor? And what do you really need? And what does ACE certify for senior exercise?
Great question. And I'm glad you're asking that, because it is important when you're signing up for any type of physical activity or fitness program that you understand the person providing it, and where are they getting their information, and how sound is that information. And the American Council on Exercise is an organization that certifies fitness professionals, and we are an accredited certification organization. So we've got some major certifications, such as group fitness instructor, personal trainer, health coach, and even medical exercise specialist. And what this means is people who go through our program and then sit for our certification exam and pass are really well prepared and competent to deliver sound physical fitness programs. And then what Zumba does is they provide their instructors with a training that's very specific to this specific class. So dance, for example. Mm-hmm. It would be a good recommendation to have, let's say, the ACE group fitness instructor certification first, and then go into the specialty program of Zumba dance. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a great pathway of an instructor to ensure that they have a well-rounded education and experience.
Good. Well, Sabrina Joe, thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your time. I just have one final question about kind of boomer health. What else can we learn about the area of boomer health from the American Council on Exercise?
We've got a great program that helps fitness professionals become even more prepared to work with older adults. It's a senior exercise or senior fitness specialist. But that's more for the fitness professional side of things. We've got a great website for consumers of fitness and content related to health and exercise and fitness. And on our website, you can find all types of blogs and white papers and just little tidbits and infographics about all things related to health and fitness, and even specifically for older adults.
Good. We'll put up links to where you can find that information. But Sabrina Joe, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been great, Paul.
Yeah, it's really been nice. Thank you. Appreciate all the information. To learn more about Sabrina Joe and the American Council of Exercise, ACE, please check out our website. And thanks to you all, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. I love them. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. And thanks again to Health IQ. Join me for our next show, another great one, as we talk about better, the Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.